heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily broadcast dedicated to keeping you in touch with many of today's most important issues and examining how those issues directly affect our traditional values. And now, here is author and constitutional lawyer, Phyllis Schlafly.
Most people with children or grandchildren are groaning under the cost of paying their college tuition. The cost has risen out of all proportion to other costs and far faster than inflation. Defense spending has risen only 47%, while higher education has risen 133%. The liberal answer to this is to demand that Congress vote more money for tuition subsidies and college loans. But more government spending does not help. The more taxpayers' money Congress pours into the colleges, the more the colleges raise tuition, in the belief they can just sock it to the taxpayers. The students are not any better off, but the colleges get richer so they can brag about their endowment. Secretary of Education Margaret Spellings recently set up a National Commission on the Future of Education. Her report promises more subsidies to colleges and threatens more regulations. It promotes national standards, plus compliance with a test administered to every student in the country. Accrediting agencies would be tightly regulated. The report justifies itself on the ground that literacy, math, and science scores are low and college costs too high. Of course, that's all true, but it isn't clear the scores would be any higher or tuition prices would be any lower if the Department of Education were calling the shots. Senator Chuck Schumer has introduced a bill called the Make College Affordable Act. It calls for pouring even more taxpayers' dollars into college tuition. A more appropriate title for his bill would be the Make College More Expensive Act. If Schumer were really serious about college affordability, he'd be cutting federal handouts, thus forcing colleges to do a better job of controlling costs. Tuition costs were reasonable before the government got into the funding business. As long as the government is pouring money into colleges, tuition prices are bound to rise.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Students, next time you're online, check out eagleforum.org and discover that there are other students like you who don't bow to the politically correct left-wing agenda on their campus. Hear about rallies, resources, and the annual Eagle Forum Collegians Summit in Washington. Log on to eagleforum.org. Then join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, P.A. 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic Priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show and the man who says, never buy a car you can't push. Derry Brownfield!
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. We have always had droughts, and we've always had floods, and we've always had pestilences. They go back to biblical times, and we know that those sort of things happen. And I hear all of the time people talking about how the weather is changing and how we now have global warming. But I have an interesting article today concerning a couple of bills that are now in Congress that could change our weather pattern. Senate Bill 1807, House Bill 3445 have to do with weather mitigation. Now, I don't know what mitigation is. I didn't have you look this up, Beth. Beth is in here helping us today. Jeff's on a junket, I think, someplace. But fishing, yes, Beth said fishing. Anyway, they don't define mitigation in either one of these bills. The bills are identical, at least at the present time. But here's the name of the bills. They're both titled Weather Mitigation Research and Development Policy Authorization Act of 2007. They say they're moving forward through the committees, and they're not in the committees that you would think they would be in. You would expect if they're going to modify the weather, it just has to do with natural resources, Department of Agriculture. Well, you can name others, but this happens to be in the research, and it has to be in the Committee on Commerce, Science, and Transportation. Now, the act, and here's the definition of this act. To develop and implement a comprehensive and coordinated national weather mitigation policy and a national cooperative federal and state program of weather mitigation and research. There's that mitigation again. The word mitigation is not defined in the bill, so we don't know what they're talking about. I have no idea what mitigation here means. Anyway, there's going to be a board of directors now, if the bills pass as they are written, that will be comprised of 11 members. Only one member shall be representative of the Department of Agriculture. There are no members of the public to be appointed to the board. No natural resources or forestry representatives. Well, as far as I'm concerned, the federal government agency shouldn't be involved anyway. But anyway, there's no provisions for county, state, or public oversight. And these are the people that should be on these committees. Anyhow, They called it experimental weather modification, and we're doing this now. We're doing this without this bill. In fact, there's some 66 such projects going on as we speak. NOAA has those. That's a National Oceanic and Atmospheric what? I don't know, something. The administration maybe, anyway, we all know about NOAA. There's 50 plus, and one article says there are 66 such programs as we speak. Now, they use chemicals released into the atmosphere on this experimental weather modification. Okay. Terry, and I don't know how to pronounce it. It might be Krauss or Cruises. I don't know. It's K-R-A-U-S-S. Anyway, he is project manager for North Dakota-based Weather Modification, Inc. Now, this guy, Terry, owns a large fleet of aircraft and conducts cloud seeding projects in more than a dozen countries around the world. Then there's a company called Dynomat. Not Dynomite. It's D-Y-N-O-M-A-T. Now, they've been conducting trials, they said. And back in 2001, Dynomat dumped 8,000 pounds of their Dynomat gel. They say this 8,000 pounds is capable of absorbing 4,000 tons of water over a small thunderstorm near the Florida coast. Within minutes, the storm disappeared from Doppler weather radar. Now, what happens when this chemical mixes with the ocean or with the ground or whatever? They don't tell us about that. Or when it hits you, huh? Okay. Dynomet's founder and CEO, let's see, his name is, I don't see it. Anyway, has already arranged to lease a specially rigged 747 supertanker, and they're going to conduct trials on actual hurricanes. He's assembled the scientists and labs at Florida State University, the National Center for Atmospheric Research, to begin running computer models that analyze the gel's effect on larger storms. Now, he says, we already know the gel works. Now we need to figure out how much to use and where to put it. Now, you know, it's kind of interesting here. I remember very well during Katrina, some of these articles were, well, maybe it wasn't articles. Maybe I heard it on Rush or Hannity or somebody. But they were saying, yeah, Bush was out there. He stirred up that hurricane and it blew away New Orleans and flooded New Orleans. Anyhow, Beth handed me a note here. It says, mitigation means to make less severe, make less severe. Well, I don't know what it means. It doesn't say what it means in these bills. You see, this is a thing. They can put the definition in there as to whatever they want it to be. So we don't know what mitigation means, at least not according to these two bills. Okay, they were saying, you know, Bush is out there in the ocean and he stirred up that hurricane and it got rid of a lot of people there in New Orleans. And he was a, you know, there's more, there's possibly much more to that than we realize. Now, I'm not saying Bush did it, but here they're talking about all of the things that they have done in the past in the matter of weather modification. Now, we're going to go into a little more detail on this when we return. Our number is 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome, and we'll take a break.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
And we have returned. Now, Rosalind Peterson has written this article for newswithviews.com. She's done a tremendous amount of research, and she goes on to say, in the last few years, abnormal rainfall and droughts have been occurring on a more dramatic basis. Now, as I mentioned coming into the show, I'm not sure that it's any more dramatic basis than it has been. We have seen droughts. We've seen floods. I was a child of the drought years of the 1930s. I started farming in the drought years of the 1950s, and I can't see that much difference in the last, 75 years. But now maybe it is different. I don't know. Anyway, and the same way with floods. It was in 1951 that the Missouri River flooded, that the Kaw River was on the second floor of the Livestock Exchange building. It's never been there before since. So I don't know. But anyway, the Senate Bill 1807, declares that investigative findings and theories of a scientific or technical nature will be turned into practical applications for experimental and demonstration purposes, including the experimental production and testing of models, devices, equipment, material, and processes. Now stop right there. What do they mean? Theories of a scientific or technical nature will be turned into practical applications for experimental demonstrations. Isn't that kind of double talk? Again, I don't understand exactly where they're coming from. In other words, are they saying this is just an experiment? We don't ever intend to use it, but hey, they're using it if it's an experiment, right? I mean, hey, if they're dumping this stuff on hurricanes, I'd say it's more than just an experiment, although they've never done it before. Would you say when they dropped the atomic bomb on Hiroshima that that was an experiment? Ask the Japanese people. So, anyway, NASA, back in the year 2005, noted that increasingly persistent contrails. Can you believe they used the term contrails? It's chemtrails, is it not? But anyway, NASA, back in 2005, said that increasingly persistent contrails forming man-made clouds and haze are trapping warmth in the atmosphere and exacerbating global warming. NASA goes on to say any increase in global cloud cover will contribute to long-term changes in Earth's climate. Likewise, any change in Earth's climate may have effects on natural resources. They call this global dimming. Global dimming. There's a new word for you. I can see that happening to some of the folks around me. Beth doesn't think that's funny at all. Anyway, weather modification companies. See, she can't talk back to me like Jeff can. Anyway, weather modification companies have been doing this. And when we come back after the break, we'll discuss it in a little more detail. Stay tuned, all you global dimmers.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
And we have returned. That's what we have done. Talking about these weather modification companies, I remember very well back in the 1950s, the drought years of the 50s, and it was mostly in the early 50s. I'd say from 52, 3, 4, 5, 6, along in there, at least in the Midwest. It just didn't rain to run water. Now, we've had rains this year. Where I live, it has not run water. Ponds are low, mainly because what few rains we've had, it's been dry and it's soaked in. Yet in southwest Missouri, there's one town there got a foot of rain overnight, 12 inches of rain in one kaboom. Okay, So things are a little different, maybe. But anyway, we've had these weather modification companies. And like I mentioned back in the 1950s, we talked a lot about cloud seeding. If you pick up a Farm Journal or a Farm Quarterly or a Hordes Dairyman back in those days, they talked about how you can seed clouds. And I can't remember now exactly. It doesn't make any difference what they were using, but it was a it's a very common material. And they'd seed these clouds to make it rain. I don't know that it ever worked much. They could get rain here and there, but whether they could do it here, there, and yonder or not, I don't know. But anyway, weather modification companies, these private corporations, scientists, and universities, they're trying to get these two bills passed. Now, they see tax dollars headed their way, and the bill even mentions the year 2017. So they're looking at this thing, hey, they've got 10 years that they can get their arm in the cash register, clear up past their elbow if these things pass, all right? So the private corporations, these weather scientists, the universities, they're all trying to see that these bills pass. They're now, according again to the writer of this article, Rosalind Peterson, with writing in newsofthews.com. She says there are now 66 ongoing programs. The bill does not state that any public hearings will be held in advance of any experiments, or that the public will be notified when these programs are to take place, or what means of mitigation for adverse consequences will be in place. This bill does not address compensation for losses due to this experimentation. Doesn't say a thing about that. And they say also once the bill becomes law, the plan will be implemented not later than 180 days. So if the president signs it, within 180 days, you're going to see these sort of things happening. Atmospheric experiments. Now, we've had several of them. We've discussed, and I never did understand it, but we've had people on the air that have discussed it with you and me. I'm a little slow on this sort of thing. But the HARP program, and if you want to look it up, it's H-A-A-R-P. Pair of A's in there. So you can do a Google on it, and you can get all kinds of information on the HARP program. Then we have the military experiments. Elgin Air Force Base has done a lot of work on this sort of thing. J. Gregory Glenn, a research scientist at Elgin Air Force Base in Florida, is conducting weather control experiments right now. Most weather modification companies will tell you that weather modification does work. They can't always control the results, but they say we know that it will work and it may have unintended consequences or have been used in other ways. Now, I've heard a little bit about Popeye, Project Popeye. No, it's not Popeye and olive oil and Brutus. This is what they named this program. For years, the government said, oh, it didn't exist. You know, I don't know how the government can get by with lying like that and people don't hold them accountable. Didn't one of the Ten Commandments say something about not lying? I don't know, but it's perfectly legitimate. Are you going to tell me something, Beth?
So maybe it's practical lying.
Practical lying.
Yes.
Okay. It's practically lying. They're practically lying all of the time. Anyway, for more than 7 years, they lied about this. And then Seymour Hersh of the New York Times broke the story. And here was a story that the U.S. military had been using weather modification as a weapon in Vietnam and Laos. Starting in 1966, the United States Air Force had made over 2,600 top-secret cloud-seeding flights. And they called it Popeye Project. Project Popeye. Okay. Operation attempted to turn enemy transport roads into mud. That was the idea. As a result, the United Nations passed General Assembly Resolution 3172, which banned the use of weather modification in warfare. All right, you drop an atomic bomb, but we'll not be able to seed the clouds in modern warfare. All right. Satellites can be used to change the weather. And they are called space-based weather modification satellites. And I think that was what the Chinese shot down. It was their own weather satellite. Remember, not too many months ago, they did it, I think, just to prove that, hey, you know, we can shoot these suckers out of the sky up there. But anyway, it was a satellite, and they call them space-based weather modification satellites. Let's go to the commercial break. When we come back, we'll go to the telephone. Stay tuned.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Friends, I've seen with my own eyes the Paragon Foundation, which does a lot of good. And here's Executive Director Jeannie Oliver.
This foundation is dedicated to protecting people's property, protecting their constitutional rights. We've been at this 11 years. As we've said on this show many times, we've made a lot of mistakes, but I'll tell you, we've learned a great deal. You got to determine where your jurisdiction lies, who has jurisdiction over your property, and don't ever take that information out of an attorney. Always get with us or somebody else before you go hire an attorney. Just don't hire one for a little while. Let us show you how to send the letters, how to challenge this authority and challenge this jurisdiction, and you'll be amazed when you start to do that, how you'll see these bureaucracies just kind of fade into the dark when you start asking the right questions.
Join the Paragon Foundation today at just $35 a year, and you'll be helping to keep and restore freedom for the next generation. So call toll-free 1-877-847-3443. That's 877-847-3443, or go online to paragonfoundation.org. The American agriculture movement supports the development of alternative energy production by using lesser polluting biodiesel, ethanol, and wind energy. But AAM believes another source of energy capable of increasing United States energy independence and helping economic development and jobs in rural America is overlooked. It's biomass. Biomass is organic, non-fossil material and can replace the use of some fossil fuels. Production of ethanol from corn benefits producers about $1 billion. Use of excess ag biomass could increase farmers' income by $10 billion or more and competes very well with fossil fuels. For more information or to join the American agriculture movement, call 605-993-6201. That's 605-993-6201 or go online at aaminc.org.
Hi, neighbor. This is Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Life is a gamble, but you can stack the deck. If you knew what I know about all the problems food will protect you from, you'd start immediately to put every effort and dollar you can get into the biggest supply of food possible. When the dollar and economy crash, when the imported and genetically poisoned food is all that's left, when the quarantine and bird flu hit, our only protection and only chance to be fearless is having control of our own supply of food and enough of it. But if you knew what we haven't yet discovered, you wouldn't waste time listening to the rest of this announcement before charging out and getting a serious food supply. Decide, it's food now or probably never. But can you afford to be wrong? Decide now. Place your bet. Can you afford to be wrong? Call 800-409-5633 on the web efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show and the man who's having amnesia and deja vu at the same time. He thinks he's forgotten this before. Derry Brownfield!
And we have returned. Going into the commercial break, I was just about ready to take a call from my severest critic from Mount Ida. Hi, Wanda, you're on the air.
Hi, Derry. Can you hear me okay?
You bet I can.
Okay, the phone just cut out a little bit. I want to make two quick points. You're doing such a good job on this. I hate to interrupt your train of thought there.
Well, I'm already done. I've done all I know to do. I've covered the subject. I was going on to something else. So tell me what you think.
Well, this Rosalind Peterson, who wrote this article, was on Discovery Channel last month.
Oh, really?
Talking about the chemtrails, and I think they've replayed that several times.
Now, do they say chemtrails or contrails?
They said they use both words, but she was specifically talking about the chemtrails.
Okay, but yeah, but here in this bill, they talk about contrails.
Sure, they do.
Okay, go ahead.
She's a certified USDA, or was a certified USDA Farm Service Agency agricultural crop loss adjuster.
Yeah, I saw that at the footnotes of her article here.
And she has a bachelor's degree for environmental studies, specializing in agriculture and crop production. And this isn't written by someone who just has an opinion on these subjects.
Well, she's gone back and done the research. She can,
yes.
Just like this Popeye thing, she studied, she's done her work.
And my second, well, 3 points, if you'll allow me.
Sure.
My third point is I've been tracking the, documenting the chemtrails here over Salem, Missouri, where I live since November of 2004, which is 3 years. And if anything, they're just almost daily around here, and people don't seem to notice them because the chemtrails turn into something that appear to be clouds. And my third point is that our Congress and Senate rarely read the bills who are presented to them. They just give these bills to their aides, and the aides go through them and read them and then present them with a brief summary. This is a very poor way to run the country, but this happens to be the way it is run. And a lot of people are not aware of that, and they usually don't read the bills unless we draw their attention to them.
No, we have to read them. I was over in Illinois speaking to one of the rural electric groups, and they had their lobbyist or their professional in doing the work on the legislature, you know, the ones that oversee what the bills all say. And he says, and he was bragging about what a good job he did, and he says, I read the summary on every one of these bills.
Yeah.
Well, you don't get anything out of the summary, because that summary is, they usually write that summary to throw you off, to make it look like
Absolutely.
It's good when it's not.
Absolutely. And if you could give out these bill numbers again and ask, I'm requesting that people call their congressman and tell them that to put a delay in for this, because it needs further studies, and tell them that they object to any type of atmospheric.
I was going to say, don't say delay. Say, hey, we don't want this stuff.
No, but we object to any type of atmospheric experimentation this way.
Okay.
I don't want to be a guinea pig, and I don't think most people do either.
Okay, the Senate bill is 1807. House bill is 3445. And thanks for the call, Wanda. I want to move along here pretty quickly. I have a real interesting article written concerning the National Animal Identification System, and it's long, and I think maybe I can get it here and before the next commercial break. I'm going to skip through it. I've just picked out the most essential parts, but it's an essay written by Kim Barker. He's vice president for producers of the Oklahoma Food Cooperative. It looks like something, Beth, that you and I wrote. I mean, it goes right down the line, but he does a little better job than I do in writing. He says, NAIS did not begin in the animal health sector or even the USDA. He said it began with computer chip makers who were interested in selling more computer chips. Someone noticed there were hundreds of millions of animals in the United States, so the idea was born to stick one in every animal. First, a few ranchers were sold the idea of tracking individual animal performance, such as weaning weights, yearling weights, and so forth, by computer, instead of having to write things down on paper, then put them in the computer. The idea of using a chip to record it directly into the computer was born. At best, this led to sales of a few thousand chips a year. So the question is how to sell more was the idea of making it mandatory. They sell it as an animal health issue following a mad cow scare. An over-exaggerated hypothetical potential disease problem became the basis. They announced to Wall Street Journal investors that there are hundreds of millions of dollars to be made with animal ID systems. The greed and gullibility of the Farm Bureau kicked in, and they immediately invested in this technology. Now, I didn't know they had actually invested in the technology. I need to call this fellow and see what Farm Bureau has done as far as investing.
But don't you think that all these E. coli scares, don't you think they're going to twist that around just to support this NAIS?
Yes, no doubt about it. And see, I say these E. coli scares, I blame the government for them because we have USDA inspectors supposed to be at all these plants. They should catch it long before it ever gets out into the system.
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, anyway, this fellow says the greed and gullibility of Farm Bureau kicked in, and they immediately invested in this technology. I'll make a note there. We need to check on that. Farm Bureau, originally organized as a farm organization, holds county meetings every year to find out how their members feel about the hot issues in Washington and state capitals. And we've discussed this, but he does a good job, so I'll read what he says. He says it sounds like a great model, except that every county meeting are members from the state office making sure the right issues come up and that the vote goes the right way, so it can come to the state meetings with enough support to silence the opposition. It is important to remember that Farm Bureau insurance investments are the focus of their lobbying efforts, not the needs of their less than 23% farmer members. In other words, he's saying here that farmers make up only 23% of the members of Farm Bureau. The rest of them are members so they can get the insurance. Okay, then he goes into the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. National Cattlemen's Beef Association, which used to be a rancher's organization, is now an association of feedlot owners and packers, which would love to have a way to kick all their problems back to the rancher. It is no surprise they support NAIS, but they are not speaking for anyone but themselves and do not have the best interest of ranchers in mind at all. Then it goes to the USDA. USDA support for this is important for the purpose of getting it pushed through Congress. The leadership of USDA is appointed by the president. Since every decision made by this president is about turning the country over to Wall Street, the people at the USDA are ready in place to support NAIS. It is still a recipe for the bankrupting of agriculture. Even if those hundreds of millions of profits come from hogs, cattle, sheep, chickens, ducks, dogs, geese, goats, and every other domestic animal imaginable. There's 20-some species, or 17 or 27, I don't remember. But anyway, it goes on, and they want llamas and all sorts of things. Anyway, who can afford it, and what is the point? Where is the benefit? With NAIS, the bankrupting of agriculture is a sure thing, and I've been preaching that now for 2 years. Where are the people charged with protecting the health of our food? Where there is evidence that implanted computer chips cause tumors in animals. Why is a system that promotes the growth of tumors in food animals even being considered? The answer lies with who is in charge of the government. Food safety takes a back seat to industry profits. Most of the animal disease problems in the United States are directly related to production practices. E. coli, mad cow, salmonella, listeria, we can go on and on and on here, and many others are the results of the industrial agricultural system and is promoted by USDA, the universities, and corporate America. And we might say here, corporate America promotes the USDA and the universities, so it's all corporate America, really. Selling NAIS as having anything to do with animal disease is a sham, a con game that takes billions of dollars from the farm. If a con artist were caught stealing money from a little old lady, like Beth, she smiled anyway. If a con artist was caught stealing money from a little old lady, he would go to prison. If the con artist at work on NAS succeeds, they get rich. The American farmer disappears and our food will come from China. Ireland has a similar program to NAIS. Now, in Ireland, they cannot take an animal to be butchered for the farmer's own use or for sale without prior permission. And we're going to see more of that here. I don't want to go into it now. It'll be off the subject, but on timber sales, they're going to have it where you're not going to be able to cut a tree because it's already that way in Australia. It's already that way in several areas in the state of Washington. Let's take a break. We'll be back. Go back to the NAIS. First, these messages on the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology. And we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR-1. That's 1-888-873-7971 today.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Now, I'm still back to this essay by Kim Baker, who is vice president for producers of the Oklahoma Food Cooperative, talking about the NAIS. He says today's corporate industrial food system is geared toward the customer not being able to find out where their food comes from or what has been done to it. You simply cannot find out. The only real food freedom left is to opt out of the corporate system, buy farm fresh food, and NAIS will make that impossible. NAIS has evolved into a sinister plot to give total control of animal agriculture to world corporate agriculture. Corporate agriculture already controls the grain farmers because they write the farm bills that provide the subsidies that get farmers lining up to do whatever they have to do to get paid. Corporate agriculture already controls the chicken and the pork industries. They have been trying to get control of the cattle business for decades, but it takes too much money to gain control. NAIS is the club that will destroy the livestock industry. With it, the last freedom we have in choosing our food. Now, in choosing our food, Congress is going to have a hearing on these meat recalls. I noticed, and we had a caller talk about this yesterday, but there's quite a bit of tuberculosis in the poultry plants where these certain illegal aliens, or maybe even legal, I don't know, are working. But 212 out of 765 employees were infected in this one plant. Alabama health officials have identified 212 workers who have been tested positive for tuberculosis at a single poultry plant owned by Wayne Farms. They go on to say that 28% were found to be infected, including one with active tuberculosis. Now, I think there's two, actually, that had the active. But anyway, both employees with active TB are Hispanics, born in countries where the disease is prevalent. When the disease is dormant, those with TB are not contagious, but the TB bacteria remains in the body for life unless it's treated. The airborne bacteria is easily spread, even by talking to someone. According to the Center for Disease Control, 50% of those who have close contact with someone with the active TB for 15 minutes will become infected. By the rise in illegal immigration, tuberculosis is making a comeback in the United States. Doctors are unfamiliar with the disease, so they don't recognize it when they first see it. The majority of the folks that we're dealing with are foreign-born, and this article says 30% of them would test positive if they were all tested. Another form of TB concerning U.S. health officials is called multidrug resistant. It responds to more treatment, but can cost up to $250,000 and take 2 years to cure. And in the United States, 128 people were found to have it in the year 2004. Now, when we come back, I'm going to talk a little bit about Congress. They're going to hold a hearing on all of this. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Wendell Fleshman will be holding a special calf and yearling sale this coming Monday. That's November the 12th at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. Now, he has several big strings of feeder cattle and calves. They'll be auctioned off, and they've had all of their shots. Most of them have been weaned, and they know what feed and water troughs are. Holston Farms has consigned a potload of fancy Angus steers. They weigh around 850, and they've been MFA processed. Bill and Roger Kellison, they're selling 120 head of fancy black and black baldy calves, weighing from 485 to 550 pounds. Blanchard Family will be selling 100 head of 5 to 600 pound black and black baldy calves. Danny Martin has a 40 head consignment, and Melvin Cunningham also has a nice consignment of 450 to 500 pound black and black baldies. That's for the special cattle and yearling sale, calf and yearling sale, coming up this coming Monday. That's November the 12th at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. Well, friends, I've been there, done that, had a great time, and you will, too. The best-kept secret of the Ozarks is Wildwood Springs Lodge in Steelville, Missouri. Over the years, the lodge has hosted hundreds of family reunions, and they'll host yours also. The best time to go is when you say it is. The best time to call is right now. Family reunions require a little advanced planning, and right now is the best time to get your preferred date at the lodge. The lodge provides all the meals with your room, and for you, that means no cooking or cleaning, and there's plenty to do. S'mores by the campfire, a pool with a view, canoeing on the Merrimack, or simply relaxing. Your aunts and uncles and cousins by the dozens will thank you for taking them to the best-kept secret of the Ozarks, Wildwood Springs Lodge in Steelville, Missouri. Make reservations today by calling 573-775-2400. That's 573-775-2400. Or go online to wildwoodspringslodge.com. We have returned. Now, Congress says they're going to do something about this, if you believe Congress. Anyway, the Subcommittee on Livestock, Dairy, and Poultry, and the chairman there is Congressman Leonard Boswell. He's going to hold a hearing to review these recent recalls in the meat industry on Wednesday, November the 7th. That'll be tomorrow, right? With the recent recalls of ground beef and other products, he says, I am anxious to bring in USDA experts. It amazes me how they think these people are always experts to discuss why these outbreaks have increased in the last few months. If they were experts, these things would not have increased in the last few months because these experts would have caught it at the packing plant or when it's shipped in here. You see, They don't. To say USDA inspected on anything is just a joke. Anyway, what steps they are taking to ensure that consumers have continued confidence in the food they are buying? And from what I find out, and I see this information daily, the American people probably have less confidence in their food today than they have ever had in the history of our country. The House Committee on Agriculture has jurisdiction over the inspection of livestock, poultry, and meat products. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service regulates the safety, wholesomeness, and proper labeling of domestic and imported meat. You don't even know whether it's domestic or imported. You can't tell by looking at the package. There's nothing on there to tell you that meat came from Australia, from Argentina, from Chile, wherever it came from. No way you can tell. As this other article said, it's set up so that the people are not to know what they're eating. Anyhow, according to this Leonard Boswell, he's going to hold a hearing tomorrow. And he's going to know about the safety, wholesomeness, and proper labeling of domestic and imported meat, poultry, and egg products, which is, I think, a joke. Anyway, I don't mean a ha-ha funny joke. I mean it's just a farce. Now,
hey, Derry.
Yes?
What if the USDA people had to eat their supper before they left the day?
You know, I used to, back at the Stockyard Times, I knew a lot of USDA people because they were there in exchange building. They'd eat at the Golden Ox and that sort of thing. And I knew of one person that wouldn't eat meat, and they were a meat inspector. So, but anyhow, that's neither here nor there.
Well, don't they say don't trust a skinny cook?
Well, I never heard that, but that probably makes sense. Anyway, I mean, Beth, I'm going to just let that go. I could carry that on for another 30 seconds or so, but no.
Best you not.
Yes, because I want to keep
you. I already had a call complaining about you calling me old, too.
I didn't call you old, did I? See, I talk so fast, I say things I haven't thought of yet. Okay, good old Beth. Anyhow, only how much time do I have here? Got to do it quick. Only qualified federal employees are allowed to go deer hunting. If they're going to go in the Gettysburg National Military Park or Eisenhower National Historic Site, they have too many deer there, and they're not going to just let any old dummy go in there and shoot those deer. You have to be a qualified federal employee to take part in the effort to reduce the herd. Now, how do you get to be a qualified federal employee that can shoot? I guess they bring in the SWAT teams, don't you suppose? And they put on their little Ninja Turtle suits and their masks, and they're sharpshooters, and they go out there, and they make it hard on Bambi and his mama. Anyway, it's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near or far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails.